can take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Izzy in here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. Once again, that site is freetalklive.com. Well, we're starting things out across the pond tonight to the BBC and the cameras that we've talked about before. Apparently now they're getting all the more serious about them. Talking CCTV cameras is what I'm referring to. They tell off people dropping litter or committing antisocial behavior. They're to be extended to 20 areas across England. So they'd already started the program. Now it's getting much bigger.
Well, I think we discussed them talking previously, but they're expanding it now.
That's correct. Mm. Yes, as I said, we've discussed the cameras. It's just now it's getting much bigger.
It's working for them.
They're already used in Middlesbrough, where people can people seen misbehaving can be told to stop via loudspeaker controlled by control center staff. About £500,000 will be spent adding speaker facilities to existing cameras. So they've already got the network of cameras. Now they're just adding audio to them.
Wouldn't that be fun if a whole group of people put on V for Vendetta masks and costumes and start telling off the cameras?
Wouldn't they hate that?
Oh, that'd be great.
Hear that, everybody? Idea. Shadow Home Affairs Minister James Brokenshire says the government should be very careful over the cameras. Home Security, or Secretary rather, John Reid told BBC News there will be some people in the minority who will be more concerned about what they claim are civil liberties intrusions. This is the line of the government.
They're not civil liberties intrusions.
It's just a claim, Mark.
Because we claim they're not.
Yeah. But the vast majority of people find that their life is more upset by people who make their life a misery in the inner cities because they can't go out and feel safe and secure in a healthy, clean environment because of a minority of people.
You know, that's what Benjamin Franklin spoke to this when he said that those who would trade their liberty for a little bit of safety deserve neither liberty nor safety.
Well, that's certainly what they aren't getting in the United Kingdom. They're not getting either.
Amen.
They are getting monitored, though, that's for sure, and it's getting just spookier and spookier. I don't think people expected this.
We've got cameras here in the United States. I don't know what the, at some point we're just a little ways behind these folks.
Yeah, I don't think that, whoever it was that came out with the idea originally of putting cameras up all over London and the rest of England for the purposes of keeping people safe, allegedly, even the people that looked at that idea and said, okay, that's all right. We can live with some cameras around. Who would have thought that within a matter of years, the cameras would be yelling at you? I mean, I wouldn't have thought they would have implemented an idea like
that. Pick up that litter, citizen.
That's exactly what they're using them for. The talking cameras didn't constitute secret surveillance, he said. It's very public. It's interactive. Trying to make it sound like it's cool.
It's fun.
Competitions would also be held at schools in many of the areas for children to become the voice of the cameras.
Oh,
Mr.
that's
Reed
great.
Said.
Maybe they could name the little cameras Mr. Watchy Do.
Wow, you want to talk about treating people like children? Downing Street's Respect Czar. They have a Respect Czar in Great Britain.
What the hell is that?
Well, you know how they have the Drug Czar here in America? He's the guy that they gave him the old Russian title, the old Czar. Russian nobility title.
Respect Czar.
Now there's a Respect Czar because they've got a real respect problem over in the UK. So now there's a special bureaucrat that's going to handle that. She said that the cameras nipped the problems in the bud and reduced bureaucracy. She says it gets across the message, please don't litter our streets because someone else will have to pay to pick up that litter again, she told the BBC. Now, you know, litter is certainly a serious issue. Nobody wants to look at garbage when they're enjoying their lunch on break from work or driving to driving to their friend's house.
Right. I have to say, it's difficult for me to feel bad for litterers who get yelled at by a camera. But, what's next? The thing is the government is all very, very likely to pass laws that are against one's civil liberties, and then they'll use these cameras to help enforce those laws.
Yeah, this is just another sign of social decay from socialism and collectivism, and they're further along than we are in America, but
yeah,
we're not far behind.
And their only answer is to increase the security state.
Right. Well, that's the what the government does.
Right.
They make a problem, and then they solve it with force.
Mr. Brokenshire told the BBC he had a number of concerns about the use of talking cameras, saying whether this is moving down the track of an almost scarecrow policing rather than real policing, actually ensuring that we have more bobbies on the beat. I think that's what we really want to see, albeit that an initiative like this may be an effective tool in certain circumstances. We need to be very careful about applying this more generally. The talking cameras will be installed, and then they give a long list of the different places. In Middlesbrough, staff in a control center monitor pictures from 12 talking cameras and can communicate directly with people on the street. Local councillor Barry Coppinger says the scheme has prevented fights and criminal damage and cut litter levels. This is what we've seen not only in the United Kingdom, but also here in the United States. With whenever the cameras go up, the bureaucrats who are in charge of the program, they just get on the air, they get on the news programs, and they just laud these cameras.
Right, they extol the virtues.
Right, they're just wonderful. How could we ever have gotten by without them? And you know, they try to make people think that they're a part of their life that they just can't get rid of. That
right,
they need to have.
This is technology making us safer.
Opponent and campaigner Steve Hill says, apart from being absurd, I think it's rather sad that we should have faceless cameras barking at us on orders from who? Who sets these cameras up? Well, it's clear who sets them up. An armed gang of people calling themselves the government. There are an estimated 4.2 million CCTV cameras in Britain. A recent study by the governor's government.
How many cameras?
4.2 million.
God.
The information commissioner warned
states.
Britain was becoming a surveillance society. And then they give a little video. There are a couple of little video clips with a man leaving a can on the bench. The talking camera tells him, "Please fetch your can."
You know,
and then they tell him where the trash can is. And
it's one thing to see somebody throw down a piece of trash. Mm-hmm. It's another to know whether somebody left a can on a bench. I mean, you would have to be observing them, see that. In fact, that is their can, and then have to watch them get up and leave. I mean, they were sitting there watching this dude.
Yes, they were.
They weren't just observing and keeping an eye out for people throwing things down. This is a whole another step.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, this could be really embarrassing. All of a sudden, you hear a voice, "Stop picking your nose. That's disgusting.
Get your hand out of your pants."
You know, sexually harassing gals walking by. "Oh, you're a hot one, aren't you, lovey?"
They could do that.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, I would do it.
Right, and they say here they're having a contest for kids to determine who will be the voice of the cameras. I don't understand exactly what that means. Does that mean that they have some sort of technology where they can set a voice, like some sort of a computer voice to the camera, and then whoever's actually talking into the microphone will sound like a small child?
Well,
or will they have recorded sound clips for specific crimes?
Sounds more likely to me.
I don't know. Anyway, we'll keep you up to date as this continues to develop. I want to hear from you. If you think this is a little bit spooky, or are you okay with this idea? Do you want to have talking cameras in your city? 800-259-9231. Let's go to Tim in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hey, Tim.
Hey, what's going on, guys? My connection a little better tonight?
Yeah, sounds great. What's up?
Okay, good. This is like candid camera on speed.
Yeah, but without all the funny.
Right.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Depressing.
Scary stuff.
What I called about was hate mongers on the radio, specifically Michael Savage.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd say
this
he qualifies.
Guy,
oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't understand how people can listen to him and follow him. I listen for about an hour a night on my way home from work because we don't get Free Talk Live.
Mm.
But I just listen it just makes me sick.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's like
how
a train wreck.
You know, his whole language culture borders is essentially code for xenophobia and racism.
Yes,
exactly. I mean, he talks about all these gays, and I mean, I have nothing against gay people. You know, do whatever you want to do. But I mean, this guy comes out and just says specifically today, just saying that gays are like having a mental disorder.
Believe it or not, Tim. He's going to be getting an award coming up. It's a pretty coveted award.
Prestigious, yeah.
Talkers Magazine is going to be giving Michael Savage the Freedom of Speech Award. Hang on, I'll bring you back a little bit here. 800-259-9231. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1363. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1363. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1363. 1-800-557-1363.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, it's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That would be the packet 8.net toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, including the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. To get access, there are over 1,200 pages of unique content created by listeners like you. So head over and get interactive with it at wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. FreeTalkLive.com. You also need to know about Pork Fest. It's going on June 18th through the 24th. Of course, the Free State Project is putting the event on. And at Pork Fest, you'll be able to attend leadership and activist training seminars, tour New Hampshire on special Free State Project bus tours, as well as socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty. It's going to be the place to be this summer, in my opinion. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. As we go back to Tim in Illinois. Tim, you're back on Free Talk Live. We're talking about how you are just disgusted by one particular talk show host on the radio. And there are a lot of other hosts that are like him.
Definitely.
But I think that Michael Savage is certainly one of the most vitriolic, hate-spewing, or I think is hate-mongering, I think as you put it, hosts on the radio today.
And it's just, I understand the whole free speech thing. I'm a big fan of free speech. I have nothing wrong with that. But just the fact that people actually listen to this and take him word for word and hang on every word,
mm-hmm.
and just, yeah, these gays suck, and you know, all this is crazy.
Yeah, we're losing your cell phone at this point. It's really sad. Thank you for the call, Tim. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the Packet8.net toll-free line. Yeah, he's disgusting. I've heard a little bit of his show. He used to be on back down in Sarasota where we came from. And he was awful. I know you listened to a little bit more, Mark, because he used to, as you were driving into to the studio, you would listen to him.
Well, I had the same problem that the caller did, is there wasn't anything else on to listen to.
Yeah.
If I wanted to listen to talk, there was nothing else on. It was either that or listen to music, and I'm not interested in listening to music. I'd rather get angry at a talk show host that I disagree with.
Well, the fact is, Michael Savage is the number three talk show host in America, believe it or not.
Glenn Beck will argue with that, but okay.
Okay.
What's unfortunate is the man is very intelligent, and he could have a so much better show if he didn't spew all that hate.
You know, there's a segment of the population out there that wants to put up walls to keep out the immigrants and, you know, wants to return America to its golden time. Most of them weren't alive during the golden time or weren't connected and don't realize the golden time wasn't that golden. But they've seen movies and stuff, so they're pretty sure. And, you know, that's essentially what his whole shtick is. We should return to the days when America was straight and white and, you know, one husband worked and, you know, the husband worked and the wife stayed home and that kind of thing.
One thing's for sure. I mean, if that's going to be his shtick, then he'll be able to keep playing that for the rest of his career because it ain't going back, buddy. It's not going back to that.
I wouldn't mind if the husband and wife both could work, maybe each work 3 days a week or something. That would be nice for the kids and for everybody.
I don't have any problem with the idea of somebody staying home. As a matter of fact, I'm for it. If I had kids, that would be the way that it would be.
It's
my life
part.
Yeah, that's the part. You know, the old timiness of it, and you know, we'll do anything. We're the for the days when the World War II generation would beat the crap out of anybody who didn't agree with them. You know, that kind of thing.
You know, we've yet to have the opportunity. We're on 20 stations over across the country, from Yakima, Washington, all the way here east to New Hampshire. Down to Florida. We're on 20 stations, and in all of the markets we're in none of the markets that we are in, are we competing with Michael Savage.
Which is kind of interesting, because our show is really the anti-Savage.
Yes, it's true.
If there's a show with the opposite of, it's Michael Savage.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, granted, California, especially up in San Francisco where he is kind of wacky. You know, it's really leftist and wacky, and I'm sure he just doesn't have the patience, and he's cracking, basically. You can hear him. But that doesn't mean you have to spew the kind of stuff he does. It's just uncalled for.
Well, you know, we haven't had the chance to go head-to-head against him, but I think, as we pointed out before, we did just tremendous numbers in Florence, Alabama. Big thanks to our listeners there at WVNA for helping us out and writing us down in the book and everything. But we kicked the butt of one other talk show host who is also a national talk show host. So I'd love to see what would happen if Free Talk Live were actually able, and eventually we will. Somebody will add us in a market where we'll go up against Savage, and we'd love to just hand him his butt.
Mm.
That would just be awesome.
Yeah, I'm all for that. Big butt, too.
And if you want that to happen, if you want to help that happen, then there's a very simple way that you can do that. Just go over to localfaq.freetalklive.com. That's the frequently asked questions about how to call your local talk stations. If you go to local.freetalklive.com, then that'll get you to the forum that's dedicated to helping get you the information you need to call your local program directors and tell them, you know, if they don't have Free Talk Live on the air, and odds are they don't, to tell them that you listen to this show and you'd like to listen to the show on their station,
mm-hmm.
So, you know, just to ask them nicely to add Free Talk Live to their lineup. Don't expect miracles. Don't expect the program director to fall over himself and tell you he's been waiting all of his career for your call and he's always wanted to hear about this show. Now, you know, he'll probably tell you that his programming's okay for now. Thanks for the call. Appreciate the suggestion. But in many cases, that program director you talk to will have already heard from Free Talk Live. He's already seen the advertisements that we do in Talkers Magazine and that sort of thing.
Right, and that's so, how advertising works, is you hear it from a couple of different locations, you hear it a few times, and then it really becomes top of mind. And when he needs new programming, that's
he'll
when
think about Free Talk Live.
Or when he sees somebody else in some other market get really great ratings with Free Talk Live, then...
Right, so, you know, your call isn't going to necessarily make things happen immediately, but it will be something added to the pile, so to speak. You know, the pile on the camel's back, if you will. It will be yet another straw added to the pile, and it will make a difference. So go to local.freetalklive.com to take that route. It'd be a big help to us. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. There's an email that stuck out at me. You know, I've got a bunch of emails I've yet to read in my inbox, but this one sort of jumped out at me, and I wanted to share it. It's from Kevin. Subject line, born again, Free Talk Live listener. Now, I thought it was going to have something to do with our discussion about the evangelical Christians from the other day.
Makes sense.
Not so. He says, I want you to know that you're making a difference, which I'm sure you're already aware of, but I want you to know how you made a difference in my life. I'm telling this story in hopes that you might relay it to others that might be in a similar mindset as me. It used to be, or I used to be, rather, the type of person that was content to take everything at face value. Okay with everything, as long as I had my geek toys to keep me occupied and nothing really to interfere with that life. As we've mentioned before on the show, we've got a very comfortable prison that the government has built up around us.
Right, you're free as long as you do what they say. You're
right.
Free to do what they say.
Right, you've got gadgets and air conditioning and food and all kinds of neat
things
to distract
nice.
You with.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that there were things that I didn't agree with about...
You could have sex with the other prisoners?
You could. that I didn't agree with about how our government ran things. But what was I to do? It was just the way it was. It was over 2 years ago that I started to work for someone who liked to listen to people like Rush Limbaugh and Neil Bortz. This made me a little more aware as I was at least hearing more about the world around me, but really they were too annoying to listen to. So in an effort to become more educated about this great country of mine, I went out looking for someone's voice that I did agree with, and that's when I found Free Talk Live on Podcast Alley. I seem to agree a lot with a lot of what you were saying, mostly Mark. However, the stories that you would discuss would get me so upset that it affected my relationship with my wife. Even though I was learning, it wasn't worth hurting my relationship. We'll continue his story here in a moment. 800.
To hear how it's hurting the relationship.
259-9231 is the packet 8.net toll free line. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A Tornado under your hood. A Tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with Tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a Tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt. Instead of living each day in fear, it's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024. And ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Everyone knows we need calcium and magnesium every day for the support of strong bones. But most of us are only taking one source of calcium supplementation and one source of magnesium. That just simply isn't enough to give your body the proper nutrition it needs to help keep bones and teeth strong, prevent osteoporosis, and support muscle function. Now discover the most advanced calcium and magnesium supplement on the market today. Select Cal 1000. From the folks who brought you Wachter Sea Vegetation, Select Cal 1000 contains seven sources of calcium and four sources of magnesium. Wachter Select Cal 1000 is also packed with other important vitamins and minerals, and of course, Wachter's special blend of sea vegetation. Try finding that in your ordinary calcium supplement. Order Select Cal 1000 today and receive 10% off just by mentioning you heard it on the radio in the comments portion of the order page. Visit Wachter's.com. That's WACHTERS.com or call 1-800-682-7100. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up what you want, toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, including archives. An entire year's worth of the shows right there, front page of the website, for your downloading convenience. So go and get them for free at freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customers reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL. That's 800-544-6359.
We've got an email here from a listener named Kevin. He calls himself a born-again Free Talk Live listener, but it doesn't have anything to do with religion. As he points out, he at one point was sort of your typical dude, just going about his life, only concerned with things that are going on in his life, and not too worried about the rest of the world and freedom and all the things that we tend to concern ourselves with. Then he got a job with someone who was listening to, you know, the more typical talk radio hosts like Rush Limbaugh and Neil Bortz. And he said he didn't really like them too much, but he at least got some insights for some things that were going on. And then he went and sought out some shows that he could agree with, and he found Free Talk Live via Podcast Alley. He said that the things that you would discuss, even though I agreed a lot with what you were saying, were affecting the relationship with my wife. Even though I was learning, it wasn't worth hurting my relationship. So because I wasn't able to find a good outlet for this information, I had to stop listening and learning. The reason that I would get so upset was because I felt like I couldn't do anything about it. Mm-hmm. I knew the Free State Project about the Free State Project because of you, but I thought that was a long way to go for something that might not work. And seeing how I really wasn't the type of person to do anything, it didn't make sense for me to join. So instead of becoming more aware and more educated, I chose the easy way out. I'd just stay ignorant. This renewed ignorance of mine was just the ticket. That is, until we had our son. Now I was responsible for another, and I take on that responsibility with great fervor. I started to look at schools in our area, but then I thought about some of the things I'd heard on Free Talk Live about government schools and my experiences with them. So I broadened my search to secular private schools. Not many of those in the Bible Belt. So I broadened my search to other states, taking into account some other requirements. At the same time I was doing this search, a little tickle in the back of my brain awoke, and I started reading again. I couldn't bring myself to start listening to Free Talk Live yet because it would make me want to stop, but I started to look at issues around the country and how I couldn't believe what was going on. Every state that I looked at fell short, either in schools, jobs, or land, and always fell short on government control. And this is when I finally awoke fully. I didn't just want a good education from a school for our son, I wanted to set a good example. I wanted him to have more opportunities and freedoms than we had. This is when I decided to go look at the Free State Project in New Hampshire again. This time, it felt like a perfect fit. I wouldn't consider myself an activist yet. And he goes on, this is interesting because it really shows the, in some cases, how long of a time frame that some people really need to come to terms with what it is that they're looking for in their lives and to understand that the Free State Project might be able to be the solution to help them find those things. This wasn't an overnight success at all.
No.
But it was a success. It just took a few years. He points out that I wouldn't consider myself an activist yet. I need to educate myself more, and I need to learn what it means to get involved, or what getting involved means, and how to go about doing it. The more important thing is, I see myself doing it. I can even see myself running for an office of some kind, hopefully an office I can do away with in the process. And if you knew me, this is a huge deal. My family can't believe the change in me, and it's hard even for me to understand. But I feel I must, for both myself and my family.
Hmm.
I'll be heading up with my expecting wife, our second is on the way, son, brother, and mother-in-law for Porkfest. We plan on finding a town that's right fit for us and meeting people that we can share our hopes with. And, by the way, talking about the learning what it means to get involved and learning what it means to be an activist, Wayne, you've been to Porkfest before, right?
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
No.
I'm shocked at that. You've been up here in the state for 2 or 3 years and you haven't gone.
Both times... Porkfest was going on. I had something going on where I had to be out of town.
I see.
Yeah, you think you'll be able to work out of the state.
You think you'll be making it this year?
Yes.
Excellent. Well, and in that case, I'm just going to go on what I've been told, and that is that at Porkfest there are all sorts of things: activist seminars, introductions to activism, things like that. And of course, you can meet these people who are already out there pounding the pavement, doing the hard work in person, and they're more than happy to, and very friendly people, more than happy to give you tips and tricks. And of course, once you actually move up to New Hampshire, the activist networks are already here. So really, you don't have to go out and start your own thing. You can plug right into the ones that interest you most here in the state. It's just getting easier and easier to become an activist here. So he says that he's coming up for Porkfest, looking for a town. I still believe that when we're successful in New Hampshire and people see it and they compare it with where they are, that freedom will spread. And this glorious country that I love so much will make it out of the forest and be great once again. Because there's one very important fact, there is a lot more of us than there are bureaucrats in this country. And if we get organized, we can be a very powerful tool. And now that I believe that I can make a difference, your show no longer makes me angry, but makes me excited in ways I never imagined. I found my outlet, which was just a simple decision to do something about the problems that I see instead of complaining and getting angry. At any rate, I just wanted to pass on a very special thanks from a born-again Free Talk Live listener.
Hmm. Wow.
Cool story.
It really is. It's amazing how this little show that we do affects people, but it really does.
Well, you know, it kind of goes back to what Gardner was saying on Monday night, how instead of being... what you typically hear on talk radio, as we talked earlier with Tim, Michael Savage or Rush Limbaugh or whatever, just spewing hatred, talking about what's wrong with the world. Free Talk Live tries to, of course, we talk about what's wrong, because there's plenty wrong, but we also try to come up with solutions. We try to come up with something positive to say, a direction to move in that's going to make a difference. And I think that there's a lack of that on a lot of talk radio shows. So 800-259-9231, pretty cool story. Let's go to the phones and talk to CJ in Oklahoma on the Amplifier line. Hey, CJ.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Great. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, you guys got into a pretty good discussion last night about rights. And Ian, you you said something along the lines of you weren't sure that you believed in rights.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that.
Well, I wondered about that because I wondered how then do you justify outrage when what you perceive are rights are violated?
Well, like I said, I'd like to believe in them. I tend to believe in them, but I just am not sure if there's anything that can concretely be proven, you know, in that do rights really exist? How can you prove it? I think, like, proving that rights exist is like proving that God exists. I don't know if it's even possible. I'd like for someone to prove me wrong.
Right.
I guess rights are extrapolated from property ownership, largely. If you own your property, you should be able to say anything you want on it. If you own a piece of a property, like in the case of public property, you should be able to say what you want on that property without any kind of repercussions. You should be able to have what religion you want and practice it on your property. You know, all those things, they sort of are extrapolated from property. So you really have to believe in ownership. Most people generally do believe in ownership. It's perhaps the far lefty socialists might actually say property is theft. Everybody in the mainstream believes that essentially things belong to the government, but they also believe at the same time they belong to them, in this sort of dichotomous relationship that they don't explain. In the same way that people can believe in Christianity and evolution at the same time. Rights come from property.
Okay. See, I always kind of like the idea that, like you're saying with ownership, that you own yourself, and so then you also, therefore, have the right to, and liberty kind of comes from that, and then also you own the product of your effort, which would then be property.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Like, if you go out and dig a well, then, and improve that land, then that's your property.
Right, and so therefore you have the right to protect that property and set whatever rules you want to for that property. So you're saying that rights spring from self-ownership.
Basically, yes.
I like that. Yeah. TJ, thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Your call's about whatever's on your mind. And Wayne, since you're kind of new to the rights conversation, I'd like for you to chime in on this here in a moment. 800-259-9231 on the concept of rights, where they come from, do they exist? This is Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like witching wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage
from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. Enjoy those on us. We do ask you to voluntarily support the show by heading out and voting for us at vote.freetalklive.com. It's a new month, which means we need your vote. So head over to vote.freetalklive.com. Also, coming up, we're going to give you some more detail or some details on a new plan that we have. You can still vote, but there's going to be something new that we're going to ask you to do, and hopefully it won't be too onerous of a task. Once again, vote.freetalklive.com. Great, simple way to support the show. All right. Oh, by the way, we were number one last month. I don't know if we mentioned that, but we pushed really hard for votes all month long, and we ended up winning, I think, by 14 votes at the end of at the close of the month.
Well, so, right now we're 37 behind, and we really haven't pushed that hard for votes this month.
Yeah, not at all. So,
37 votes, I should say.
Vote.freetalklive.com. Talking about rights, we just got off the phone with CJ, and as he pointed out, he believes that rights are essentially, they spring from self-ownership. You own yourself, and so therefore you own the product of whatever work that you do, and you have a right to that. And I just went to dictionary.com to get a definition of right, and man, there's like 50 definitions of right, but I found one that sounds like it probably ties in pretty well with what CJ was saying. He says, or the dictionary says, a right is a just claim or title, whether legal, prescriptive, or moral. So if you own yourself, then you have a, I would say you have a just claim to yourself, and therefore a just claim to anything that you produce.
You know, if I were to take up the socialist side, which it makes my skin crawl, they probably wouldn't dispute too much you owning yourself until it was for the good of everyone.
Yeah.
That kind of nonsense, that gobbledygook.
Yeah. Those are collective rights, not individual rights.
Right. You can't do anything for the good of everyone without being, you know, doing things for the good of yourself first. You know, and that's where it really their concept falls apart.
And I think one of our listeners might have misheard, or maybe I misspoke. I don't think I was unclear about this, but in case I was, Jason writes in. He says, I think your definition of rights is incorrect, and that's the source of your concern over the concept of people having them. The definition you used in Tuesday's show was basically, if you have a right to something, then someone has the responsibility to provide it for you. I thought that I made it pretty clear that that's not the appropriate definition of rights. That's what the right, that's, that was just like how we were explaining what some people claim as rights. Some people claim the right to health care. Some people claim the right to an education. Mm-hmm. And I believe it was actually you that made that statement that, you know, if you're making that claim, then by proxy, someone
has to provide those services for you. That's what that essentially means when someone claims you've got a right to health care. It means there's a doctor or a nurse somewhere who's being forced to work to provide those services for you.
Well, sometimes people aren't listening completely, and it's our job to be as clear as possible when we're making a point, and I guess we failed with him.
He says, this is fundamentally incorrect, though. I would say if you have a right to something, then everyone else has the responsibility to allow you to pursue those things to which you have rights. Okay. Basically, a right doesn't force someone else to act to provide things to you. Rights are in place to keep people from preventing you from pursuing those things to which you have a right.
Right. Negative rights versus positive.
Yeah. If I didn't make that clear, Jason, I agree with you. Nobody in this room believes in that kind of right, the right to a service or the right to a product. That's just socialism.
That's crazy.
So, no, not for a moment. 800-259-9231. So, Wayne, your thoughts on rights and, you know, do they exist? Is it just a nice little concept that everyone should believe in?
Well, I personally believe that I own myself and I act accordingly. Now, there are people who may think that or they've been told that but don't act as if they really believe that. And it's quite evident out there when you look at healthcare, people think that they're not responsible for their body. Somebody else is. So I'll just wait till I get sick, and then I'll go to the doctor for my free health care. Mm-hmm. Even people who have insurance think that medications are free. You know, I hear it all the time. Oh, yeah, my insurance pays for that. It's free.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and that's what we have nowadays. That's the kind of mentality we have. We have to get away from that. The other thing is that in the Declaration of Independence, some of the founders had said that the rights come from your creator, inalienable rights that can't be taken away. Mm-hmm. Now, even if you're an atheist, you know, I would rather have my rights come from a creator, which might be imaginary, than the government, wouldn't you?
Okay. Well, I mean, I could argue as an atheist that my parents created me, so maybe they gave me the rights.
That's right.
I like where we're going with this. I like the idea that CJ put out there that, you know, that it comes from self-ownership, because as a libertarian or a liberty-minded individual, you must believe that you own yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's true that you own yourself or not, again, is the ultimate question, right? I mean, if enough people believe, I think it goes back to what we touched on yesterday, and that is that rights are something that exist if enough people believe they do. And what I mean by that is that if I own myself, I believe that I own myself, and I don't think anybody can change my mind on that. However, I could see that if an armed gang of thugs, known as the government, decided to kick in the door to this studio right now, put us all in handcuffs, throw us in the back of their, their little paddy wagon and take us down to jail, then we might question, and rightfully so, we might question as to, do we really own ourselves? Because if so, these people just violated that ownership.
No, those people...
They've stolen ourselves.
Those people don't believe that we own ourselves. But
that's the problem. That's why rights don't really fully exist, because not enough people believe in them.
Well, yes, because our consciousness over the last 50 to 100 years is basically being cleansed of that through government schools and television and all these things. And if you go back to the people's mentality, the collective reality 100 years ago, it was far different from what it was today. And those people back then wouldn't have allowed what's happening today in America.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Mark, you were saying?
I can make a very good case for rights based on self-ownership, but that's all. It at some point, because it's reason and logic, it's still just a belief.
Right.
And lots of people will believe me, and if I make my case to enough people and I make it well enough, then people will believe even more in rights. But that's really what rights are, is education. Mm-hmm. I can make a good case for them. I can logically show you how they spring from self-ownership, and I can prove that I own myself, because even if they grab me and put me in handcuffs and throw me in the back of a paddy wagon, I still have the ability to move my limbs, within the constraints of the cuffs.
And they can't change your mind. I mean, they can't necessarily affect how you're thinking.
Right. That's, I can choose not to breathe, to the point that I pass out, at least. I own myself. They may be able to constrain me in some way, but I still own me. And if I own me, then I own things, the fruits of my hands, the things that I make. And if, from those things, I sell them and I accumulate money, so therefore I own the property that I have purchased with that money. You know, I can make a good case for rights, but it's still belief. It's logic. It's belief in that logic.
I think a lot of people believe in it. I think a lot of people believe in the concept of rights, but they don't understand that the government, they would agree with you that if there was a highwayman that came along and robbed you, and if you and your wife were taking a walk and the highwayman came up and pointed a gun at you and robbed you, I think most people would agree
a vast majority of people would agree that your rights have been violated.
That's a bad guy.
That your rights have been absolutely violated, your right to your peace and happiness and enjoying yourself and to not be disrupted by the man with a gun. But if it's men in uniforms with guns,
right,
then all of a sudden these people are almost incapable of violating rights, even though they're doing the exact same thing in almost the exact same way as the highwaymen. For some reason, if you've got the label government, then it's okay for you to violate other people's rights. And that's what we need to work on changing.
You know, there was a Bugs Bunny cartoon, Warner Brothers, and I guess Chuck Jones probably wrote this, when it was Elmer Fudd and Bugs Bunny, and there were a bunch of hats that got loose from a hat truck, and they were blowing around. Mm. And then different hats would land on Bugs, and different hats would land on Elmer, and they would get blown off. And as to which hat landed on them was how their relationship went.
Really?
Yeah. It was because, you know,
that's cool.
Elmer wears the hunter hat, and so,
right.
So he's a hunter, and he goes after Bugs. And then Bugs gets Elmer gets a cop hat. He chases Bugs, and then Bugs gets a... judge's wig, and then so he tells the cop, and it's just kind of interesting. It's all about the hats, man. That's all it is. We the human beings are just not above the hats that we wear.
We haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah.
Well, the war on drugs and all the other bogus wars we've had in the last 30 years on our freedom have made people forget that we used to have there used to be legal procedures in place so that if somebody with a uniform, a judge even, violated your rights, there were legal recourse against these people.
Mm. You know, speaking of the legality of violation of rights, I think that the whole sort of dog and pony show of legal schmeagle stuff, you know, courtrooms and all the pomp and circumstance that they have surrounding them, I think that's really kind of tricked people into to agreeing that, oh, yeah, government should be able to violate your rights. I mean, it shouldn't be that way. By the way the Bill of Rights is written, government is supposed to respect these rights at all times. But they don't, and when they don't, you can go into a court. Again, the jackbooted thugs could come in here and throw us all in the back of the paddy wagon. We could go in front of the courtroom, go in front of the judge and say, Judge, you have violated our rights to be free. We haven't harmed anybody else. You have violated our rights. And that judge, and you can cite whatever amendments you want to, that judge will simply say, well, the Supreme Court has ruled that you don't have those rights.
And so, they interpret the Constitution.
Right. So by making rights something that's written down on a piece of paper, we've made them into something that can be repealed by other people writing on other pieces of paper. We've turned them into just a concept. More on the way. Hour 2's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.